If you sort of think about the idea of a mother who keeps a lock of her child's hair when they're born, that it is part of them, a part of them that she wants to keep as the beginning of life. That has a connection, deep connection with her. And it also started in the tradition of like when men went to war and their beloved, their significant person in their life would give a lock of hair to take as a physical presence that would go with this person who was leaving. And that then also led to when a person died, you kept a piece of hair that, again, was a physical presence that became a part of you.
A decorative object that is truly made of bits and pieces of family members.
Yeah. But then industrialization came along and people didn't have the skill to make these anymore. So then it became possible to purchase hair that, in some cases, was already made into these kinds of flowers and leaves. For example, with this wreath, where there are very dark colors in the hair, they're very light colors. Some are more yellow, some are more orange. In a family, you wouldn't see that range of colors. And that's where then they begin to sort of think of this as more an ornamental object than a family memorial or a piece of the family, essentially. And they are now making a wreath.
To me, what's fascinating is the desire to somehow manufacture that memorial piece by buying hair that means nothing to you. Why didn't this just go away when people lost the skill to do it?
I think that there was still a desire to memorialize, and this tradition had become associated with memorializing. But if you couldn't do it anymore, you didn't have the time, you didn't have the skill, then you began purchasing it. Just as, maybe not a direct analogy, but in our funerals, we use flowers. Originally, that was ideally, they came out of your garden, it was sort of part of you. And what do we do now? We go to a florist, we buy, and we have them sent. The form is still there, but the direct connection is not.
Was this created in a business, like a shop? Like you find a milliner? Did you have shops where people made wreaths from hair?
These are from the sort of mid-19th century to about the 1870s, 1880s, the height of Victoriana, where having masses of decorative things was extremely part of the culture. And so I would imagine at that point, chances are you could go out and buy a hair wreath. I think it's possible that you could buy, like you could buy petals, and there may be, it may have been some sort of stock flowers that you bought. But even then, each of those flowers, each of those petals, someone had made. And you purchase the finished petal, the finished flower.
So then, would this have been one of those occupations that would have particularly been thought of as women's work?
I think we think of it as women's work, particularly when it's very personal. There tends to be women who, well, that's that. I need to step back because very often it was a soldier asking for the lock of hair of his wife or his child to take with him. I would imagine, for the most part, this tradition, the implementation, when it gets to the making of these, was a woman's craft.
So then, would this have been maybe a new way for women to enter into the workforce and to make their own money?
I think that could very well have happened. Do I know that? No. It's a highly developed skill, and some women were better at it than others. And, you know, it might be if your neighbor needed or wanted a hair wreath, and she knew that you were very good at this, might ask for it. And so then it grows, just like quilt making.
I got to tell you, though, Terry, as much as these make me uneasy, I am drawn to them. They are just...
Well, I think that was the reason for them to become so popular and so visible, that they spoke to different parts of one's life, in an aesthetic side, a personal side, a technical side. You know, how you just keep looking at them, the more you look, the more you see. So I think that is a part of them, that they spoke to different parts of the way we think about the world. You know, I think we still have a desire to keep a physical presence of people in our lives in various ways. And doesn't right now result in hair wreaths, but I think we can maintain that romanticism or that sort of just sense of connection, that now the connection is lost here. We don't know the context of this anymore. And it might have been for an individual. You know, it might have been a family that hired someone to make this for a member of the family, because one of them is so elaborate. But now the connection is gone, and we see it as just an object.